details on his biography and didn't get any. So it's hard to find. And Barry was an instrumentalist. He didn't play an instrument, but he was an instrumental. He's a new kind of musician. He was a driving force behind these songs. And it killed him. Damn near killed him. And then it did.
How is this relating to what we're talking about now?
I'm actually loving these interludes, these interjections.
Yeah, you guys, you have to wake up a bit. Do you see? It's just like when Ion, at the end of five
right.
hours of a draining assassination mm-hmm. attempt by Bob, Ion would start talking low and everything. And since I've come down, it's like Bob's energy is just dropping and dropping because of the, you know, the...
You guys wait too much for me to perform. You must go forward.
Yeah.
All right, well,
quick,
I'm gonna
take
say...
some RNA drops.
Yeah. In
have
this,
you done
in this
your RNA drops lately?
Yeah, I gotta take some. I'll take some.
Will I bring them over?
No, I'll go over there.
He's still walking, folks. He's still walking.
Yay!
I want to say in this environment, Bob's answers actually have been pretty superlative or pretty appropriate.
Yeah. I
and
can play Ion when it's required. I can be Ionic.
Okay, maybe go ahead, Bart.
I was going to say, maybe with your mental faculties maybe slightly less acute or involved, your
I fall back
words.
Down to the B team level of Ion. Yeah, I become Ionic when I'm not functioning at high octane.
No, your words are even more ahead of you because maybe you aren't.
That's flowing. It's just flowing.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I'm glad.
Good. It's good.
It's a special poetry.
Yes.
Hey guys, Carolyn. I have to say goodbye, but I'll come back later. I have to go to an appointment.
What time is it there?
It's 8:00.
Right, 8:02. Well,
8:02.
Nice to have the treasury of your wisdom, Barbara.
Thanks. You guys are so much fun. I'll join you guys later. Have
okay.
a good time.
Yeah,
okay,
you don't want to miss, you don't
bye,
want to miss the ending, Barbara. You don't want to miss the ending.
Yeah,
oh,
get
I know.
Your energy
I will,
up.
Yeah.
I will
don't
be back
get
on
that
later.
Injection.
Yeah.
Barbara's off to get an injection.
Yeah. Bye.
No. I'm going to my chiropractor.
See?
Well, that's even worse.
See?
Oh, really?
Cancel your appointment. Chiropractors are stupid. What are they going to do for you?
You can lie in Lindsay Gosku Tower and get your alignment.
That'd be better. You should look into it.
No, I am going to check that out. I was listening to you guys yesterday. Is she a distributor or do I just go online?
Yeah. No, you just go online. She said Crooked Human is the place to get it. Crooked
Perfect
Human
or Crooked?
Yeah. Crooked Human.
Crooked. Oh, okay, I'm going to write that down.
Barbara, go to the Agoscue.com site and go to the products page and look there, the Crooked Human. There's two companies, but go to the Crooked Human one out of California.
Crooked Human, great.
Yeah,
awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Huh?
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Have
right,
a good
day. Okay, bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye, Barb.
So you have the guys are analyzing me over in the script room. Dave says, it appears like Bob doesn't know how to scroll down and is fumbling around, but he's been doing this for a long time. Bob's fooling you when he says no one's at the switchboard. Bob is managing it while he takes questions, executes plans, etc., 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 Dobstown. So then Ethel says, that's a Bob quote, complex sodomy. And then Ethel says, he was darn good before, or damn good. Then Ethel says, still is. So she's correcting herself. Then Dave says, this is after being up for 5 days nonstop. Ethel says, it's crazy, but I expect nothing less. Humpty Dumpty says, they are concerned about dissolution of self. Gene says, okay, well, this covers everything then. Lana Minimax says, both and surface, both slash and then surface slash subface. That's a new one. Surface subface. Surface, subface, right? Beneath, between, behind, says Ethel. Gene says, no facades, this is. Linus Minimax, you'll reach 111 hours in a few minutes. Thank you, Linus. Get rid of is, says Gene. To define is to kill, to suggest is to create. The power of our words. Linus Minimax, anti-is-ism is wise. And weirdly, you said, Robert Anton Wilson, as I was typing the 111... The 111. The name ion is something that can be happening on the ionic level, says Gene. Gene, get on the air and say it out loud. Gene, suggest the impossible, because the impossible is only impossible because you think it is impossible. Ethel, if you define something correctly, you can tune it like Orpheus. If you define it, you kill it. And on they go, ripping me off.
It's the sincerest form of flattery.
Yes. Battery. It's the sincerest form of battery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, imitation is the sincerest form of battery.
Well, it's meant well, then.
Yes.
The battery.
Says,
yeah,
Gene says, are we figuring out our questions for when Ian shows up in about an hour? Like Dave says, I missed the chat sex. Well, phone in, Dave, and explain what the fucking chat sex is. Is that images or something went on between Ethel and Humpty Dumpty or what? What is it, Dave? Where is it? Do I scroll down? I remember you saying scrolling down. Is it within our new website that Bart made?
No.
Okay.
Well, it might have been either Ginny talking about her sugar walls.
Yeah.
Or maybe think, Jessica from last night.
I think Dave's talking about something else. The whole gang of them are doing something over somewhere else.
All right.
But I didn't really miss anything. I'm just being polite and addressing it. I didn't miss anything, did I? No. Well, I think we're petering out. We're going to have some input from Ion.
It's too early for Ion, don't you think? Is he up yet?
Yeah. Dave says, Bob, you read the after come. But I don't know where it is, Dave. Where are you supposed to look to see this stuff? Or are you talking about your own postings here in the chat room? Listen, I'm going to play. I have a good eye on where he's discussing the dupes about 4 days after dupes started. He's talking about the various people, about what's going on. I think you old-timers would find it interesting. What do you think?
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll. And it means I have to go on and off a lot. There's a lot of deletes because, a lot of name-calling, which I don't want to put out there. So it's hectic, but it has to be done.
A lot of shots being fired.
You do hear them?
No, I'm just asking if that's what's going on. You're editing it?
Yeah, a lot of shots. Okay.
Yeah.
Got to find it first. Not finding it.
Can I talk to you while you're looking?
Not really. You could try.
All right.
Carolyn.
No,
is Carolyn there?
Yes. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this? Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Leon. Hey, Carolyn. How's Bob doing, or his prognosis so far?
He's doing amazing. I mean, seriously, I've never seen anything like it, except maybe when he did the 4 days before. I think he wasn't as activated when he did the 4 days of sleep deprivation.
I was by myself just watching TV.
Yeah, so he didn't have the interaction. That's why I say you guys pump him up and give him the energy. And he's always said that. And I was working out the hours. So if he does Ebon tonight at 2 a.m. Pacific... from our end of things, I mean, if he goes to 3 a.m., that's our 2 a.m. It'll be like 131 hours. We'll have to work it out. So, is that a decent number to end on? I'll get the exact numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The point is to be end on LA radio.
Okay,
that's
then,
more significant.
Then you're good. So it'll be around 131 hours.
Yeah,
and that's
that is amazing.
Again.
What? Look, Ed, Denny, you're laughing at your lines, but we didn't hear them.
Missed that.
Who said something? Was it Denny? Do you want to repeat it?
Well, oh, no, it was like Bart and Leon.
They're not even answering.
Together.
You guys are idiots. Nobody's responding.
Well, you're saying
I was
Denny.
Laughing, and Bart made a comment.
So the combination of Bart and Leon made a Denny.
Yeah, that's silly. I mean, so you're laughing, Leon, then you stop laughing and talk.
Yeah, so my comment was that you're ending where kind of where Ion started, which is with Ebon Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
broadcast-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob doesn't drink coffee?
No.
No.
I never did anything.
Right. So that's also impressive, but coffee usually gives you the crash.
Yeah, no, I don't suffer any of that stuff.
Yeah, that is amazing, because you're still articulate, though. That's the best thing about it. After the second day, I start seeing illusions and stuff like that. Can't keep up with people.
Coffee or what?
No, just because. I can't sleep, or I can't sleep more than 2 days straight.
Oh, okay. You mean when you don't...
Even if I do activities.
Yeah, when you don't sleep, you start losing your mental control of your face.
Correct.
Yeah, I stayed up for 2 days and started seeing I started hallucinating after 2 days of no sleep, but just mildly, checkerboard patterns.
Yeah, that's pretty mild. You only did 2 days.
Right, yeah. It's the minors, but, you know, I'm working my way up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this, what you're looking for there, Bob, is Ion talking about Dubes a few days after it was up.
Yes.
And he mentions where it's going to go.
I'm trying to find my, maybe it's down here. I'm trying to find my inventory of private sessions inventory. No, it's not that.
Ion's second on Dupes for the number of posts. I was looking that up recently.
Yeah.
You're at the top. And Ion has 1,661 posts.
Right.
You know what's interesting that we're talking about Dupes right now is I went over to my computer and I looked in my email and it says new private message from Dupes. So I switched over to Dupes and it's got zero message, new messages. And then all of a sudden you're talking about playing stuff from Dupes.
Little heads up there, yeah. Is this Wendy?
Yes.
Good morning.
I came here. I have to be quiet sometimes because there's noise behind me.
Where are you at home?
Oh, yeah, I'm home.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so this has been pretty good. I was enthralled with the music in the beginning. It was a wonderful waking up to.
Yeah, great music.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you play Black Eyed Peas, Bob?
What'd you say?
How many times did you play Black Eyed Peas?
You're muffling your voice.
How many times did you play Black Eyed Peas?
Twice. Okay, finally found my thing. So, I'm going to go to 272. I think that is what we're talking about. What am I looking up? The strike or something? Maybe I've lost memory of this. What I'm supposed to look up.
I forget.
Up.
What are you looking up?
Yeah, I'm supposed to the correcting. The dupes thing. All right. Okay, let me get the number of that.
Bart, what's your website again? I'm trying to look it up.
It's radiofreeion.net.
Radiofreeion.net. Yeah, some Christian guy can't figure out why I've gone over to the devil side. So...
Oh, did he say that about my website or about just Ion?
Just about Ion. So I'm sending him to Pastor Ginny, Pastor Ginny's website, and your website. So
that's great.
Be prepared.
I'm working on a game from Sheila's Labyrinth painting for the website that I'll have up soon. You'll be able to sort of it's the arcade game in the bar, and you'll be able to. Sort of witness in the round Sheila's Labyrinth painting.
Wow. You know what's neat about the Labyrinth painting that I was thinking about yesterday when we were talking about it is in the background the labyrinthian passages go into an emptiness. You know, they kind of disappear. So it's like what happens to you when you're walking around the back side, the dark side of the painting.
Right, that goes off the canvas.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you'd think, someone would put the whole labyrinth in, you know, in a squared off section, and there it would be. But I think it's pretty, it's very interesting. And I don't know how conscious she was of it, of obscuring a lot of the passages. So what do you guys think of that?
It makes it subjective, so the viewer will create their own content for those areas, so it makes it apply to everyone in that case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't complete the story.
Yeah, for you. You do it. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty neat. And I didn't realize she was working on the third of her trilogy.
I didn't know that either. Yeah, that was news.
Mm-hmm. But you know, people call up and they'll tell us that they're they have their painting or whatever. I'm just so happy that a lot of people have gotten her painting and she's sharing them with us. It's so cool. And you know, when I take mine in to get what do you call it, framed, I've got these, you know, gorgeous frames on them, gold frames, different styles, and people look at these paintings and they're in awe of them, and you know, they think, well, I think someone asked me the price of them. They couldn't believe that the price we were paying for these paintings, because it's such perfection.
I framed the Ascension painting with a gold frame too. It looks that's great.
Yeah, because I asked, I think I had, I think it was kind of a purpley frame, but not really, kind of a reddish purple frame on the first one, the Ascension painting, and it just didn't look right, and I asked Sheila what she was using, what other people were using. She said gold frame, and I said, well, there's so much gold in it, and but then when I redid it, and I did it along with the labyrinth painting, you know, great big gold frames, they're just fabulous.
It's interesting, too, that Sheila's doing the trilogy, Matthew's doing the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Ian is suggesting the trilogy. I've heard Ian mentioned the trilogy. So if you're creating from Iandom or about Iandom, it's probably good to do a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carolyn, I wanted to... Yeah, Sheila just emailed us yesterday morning. I think she didn't say it was a secret or anything, and then she asked about it, that she was going to start a third painting, and it was inspired... in this last couple days when she heard Ion come back and say, Sheila, 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 she realized that it was part of a trilogy. It was a confirmation to her, because she had already been thinking about this whole thing about the trilogy. And Ion started talking to her about the painting in her last session with Ion, but the very last one that she did, but she never went back and heard what they said, because she was kind of frustrated with the last session she did, because that's when they were telling her that the Ascension painting needed to be changed. Do you remember that?
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
And she had to repaint it.
Yes. And, oh, my God. Yes.
And so she was really offended by that whole session. So just recently she got it out, and she heard at the very end of the session Ion start talking to her about it, and then she heard Sheila, 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 and she realized that Sheila was, that Ion was saying that this is a trilogy. So that's what she sent us an email yesterday morning, Greg and Allison and I, presumably because she wants our help, you know, kind of putting together this stuff, you know, like we've done before with the website and different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she was kind of saying that's what was going on, yeah.
Well, is it the three words that saying Sheila three times denoted to Sheila that she had to do a trilogy? Sheila, Sheila, Sheila.
She had.
You know what I'm saying? Saying it three times, like a joke.
Yeah,
like one of Ion's in jokes.
Exactly. She had thought about it was a trilogy when then she, Ion said, Sheila, 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 and she's like, oh my God. So it was more like a confirmation. So mm-hmm. she said she can see it perfectly. She's just got to get it down in her sketchbook, and she's, got some other plans for it that sound pretty exciting. So, yeah.
Oh,
very cool.
Very good. How inspiring.
Yeah, very cool. I'll forward the email to you. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So when
I am looking forward.
I'm looking forward
to it.
Yep. When did you and Greg tune in this morning, Jenny?
We popped in, we came in about 8 o'clock. We tune in with our morning coffee and a little routine now. I was thinking it was so funny because we have it going on a computer upstairs. We're both walking around with phones in our pocket, especially, God forbid, we don't respond when Bob says something. I thought it's going to be weird to not have this going on.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I thought about it. It's going to complete at 5 o'clock this morning, so probably Greg and I will be up all night partying and carrying on, probably like New Year's Eve with little hats and blowers and things. And
mm-hmm.
And then I thought, then it's going to be silent. How strange, you know?
Yeah, right.
I the other day when I went to bed, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the morning, turned off the phone, I could still hear Bob in my head. And I just casually said, well, that's kind of like a rock concert, you know, where you still hear the music because it's mm-hmm. so loud or something like that.
Was he yelling at you?
Very good, Carol. Here's the kicker. I was actually hearing Bob talking in real time with the phone off until I went, oh, my God, it's... And then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm.
listening to Bob, and then, of course, when I... kind of went, oh, my God, my mind stopped it.
Right, right.
Because I was going, I've not heard, holy crap, that's, and I was listening real time. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to follow you to other worlds, Greg, when you go to bed tonight or whenever.
Don't go talking trash like that now. Don't go talking trash.
Yeah, no, it's
no,
been
no,
very
it's just
cool.
The resonance.
Yeah, the rest. Well, and it begs the question of what else, you know, needs to be said now. You know, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just so comprehensive. And Bob really has just done an amazing job. I mean, it is really incredible what's happened.
Yeah, this has anchored something.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob will get on and diss the whole thing any minute now, and as it should be, because it's not about Bob, it's not about Ion, it's about how people just continue on and just don't stop, never stop, you just don't stop. And I guess there's the message of this Bobathon is Bob's not stopping, so why should you?
Right, mm-hmm. right, definitely.
It made Transformer to that tent city thing.
The what thing?
The tent city thing.
Explain.
What's that part?
Didn't Bob said something about Ion said that at some point it might turn into tent cities being erected on Hawaii on.
Oh yeah,
on the island.
Right, right. I tried to forget about that because I don't want anything like that. You know, we have enough time, hard enough time avoiding people around here.
Yeah.
What was that county you were avoiding?
Did Ion say something about this would turn into Tent City?
Yes. Yep.
Was that before or after the EMF or the EMP or whatever?
After, I think.
What EMP? Oh, yeah, the EMP. No, it's before. He said it very early. He was trying to, create importance around himself, so he's making fantastic scenarios to get us interested and keep asking him questions.
Well, should I put my home up for sale and head to Maui now, or what?
No, not now. That's long. Those plans have been scrapped. We just do it by dip body now.
Oh.
See, look at yourself, hankering to do it. You guys are always on the verge, ready to fucking create the cult.
No, but that's a good point, though. That's the old chemical body view or version. The new ascended version is completely different profile or
right
scenario.
we don't have the uncomfortable eye contact, which for people like me, it's very hard to deal with.
It's not Occupy Hawaii.
Yeah, not Occupy Hawaii.
Yeah, we get
make one in your own backyard.
What was that? You hear that? Who was that?
That was me. I was just said, make your own Hawaii in your backyard.
Right. Sound like Ion for a second.
It's Occupy Your Throne.
Hey, Bob, you did the dishes. Look at that.
I always do the dishes.
Wow. And, you know, I'll go up to bed, and Bob will have made my bed. I don't make beds. I think it's ridiculous. So he's been, and I came down Monday morning ready to put out the garbage, and he put out the garbage. It's amazing.
Even though I was on vacation.
Yeah. On the Bobathon. So, what else have you got for us?
No, nobody answers that question.
Well, let's play some cool clips, Bob, before we sort of play some cool tunes or something. Crank up the party.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to play something.
Now, yeah, Bob, are you playing the Evergreens on the air with Eben tonight, or you've already done that?
No, I won't do Evergreens unless you requested something, but it's not likely.
Okay.
I have an Evergreen or two I could play today, but right now I will play what I was supposed to play. All right? This is the dupe stuff. Okay?
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Now, so I've got the thing here, and it is 268, so I
I totally did hear. What's going on?
This is the part in 1,000 years they'll fast forward through.
Yep. Yeah. No, his greatest recording will be the silent recording.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because people are afraid of silence now. You can see that because it's everybody grabbing their chip bodies when they're alone in a crowd or on a bus or somewhere. Everyone will grab their phone and start playing with it. Nobody can sit in silence anymore. Either it's to dampen down the crap that's running and spinning in their heads, or they think they're missing something, or, you know, they have to keep sped up, but it's probably what Bob says about us having five bodies, and we have to continually feed them all. So if the only thing you've got in your hand is your cell phone, you know, you don't have a bag of chips or whatever, then you're just going to feed yourself with your cell phone. Am I approximating some sort of truth there, Bob?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not listening.
Oh, Bob's not listening.
Yes, definitely.
it's a reaction. Go ahead, Wendy.
I was going to say it was funny. The other night, I thought I better be civilized with my hubby, and I made supper, and actually was sitting with him eating supper, and being, you know, nice, spending a bit of time with him, and then he looks at me and he goes, "Aren't you concerned about what you're missing?"
That was sweet.
Yeah, but I was just being nice.
Aww. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
he knows.
Yeah, he's been really, really good about it, although I noticed this morning when he left for work, he's was looking rather stressed and pained when he goes, so it's over today, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, you say to him, well, yes, unless Bob decides to go for another day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, blow up the American family tradition. Everybody will be on their computers ignoring the family. The turkeys are burning.
Right, but you know what happens at those events anyway. Everyone just turns on the TV, or now actually they're on their cell phones anyway and playing games and all the rest of it. They're busy with their thumbs. So Bob might be a welcome interlude. So, yeah, maybe we'll just do a Thanksgiving interrupt.
Yeah, and it's like you said, Carolyn, people have to, they feel they need to be doing something, and every time you do see people out on their own, they begin playing with their cell phones, and it reminds me of years and years ago, I could easily go to a restaurant by myself. Heck, I can go to a show by myself. It doesn't bother me. But I know so many people who used to take a book, you know, and just to sit and read so that they didn't look, you know, in their own mind foolish. And now instead of having a book open in a restaurant, you know, because they're dining alone and they're embarrassed or whatever, they play with their cell phones or gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter now because nobody's looking at you if you are alone.
Right.
They're looking down in their own cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
And you see family now. I saw a family at the airport once, and they were all having lunch at Chili's, and nobody looked at each other or communicated with each other. They were just totally engrossed in their own little cell phones. I'm like, oh, nice family vacation. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I don't
really
even
is a
carry one. I don't have one now.
I think it's rude when you're in a store, like I see people in a store and they're just on their phone talking to the cashier and while they're on their phone and have a friend.
Or you're
that
in line and you're in line in a checkout and all of a sudden somebody behind you and they feel they have to yell when they're on their phone and they're right in your ear and all of a sudden they go, hello, and answer their phone and you jump out of your skin.
Okay, so I think I found the place. This is session 268, April 26, 2010. So it's 4 days after the start of dupes on April 22nd. Yeah, 268, April 26.
That's the 22 number.
Right. It's a 5.5 hour thing, and they start at 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Hey, Bob, are you watching your board?
No, I'm not. How's it? Do I need to click it? Where are they?
I think you might need to look at your board.
When you mean the board, you mean the
chat or the
the wet portal contact? What's it called?
Ion's here.
Oh, okay. Ion's here to interrupt me, eh? Just when I finally found something. Yes, Ian is here, so let's get ready. I'll try to be polite this time, guys. So,
don't run him off.
Linda, when did he come here? Looking at the time, it says 01. You can't tell what time, right? Well, hello, Ian. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be had.
Yay.
Don't get me started, Ion. That's an old line. I'll complain about that one and then shut up, okay?
So, Ion, we made a decision that the questions we would ask you would not be about our own personal life train wrecks, but we'd ask for things on different layers and levels. So Well, somebody pick it up and go ahead.
Sometimes train wrecks are okay as long as you get somewhere. If the point is to get somewhere, if that's a train wreck, okay. All that does is verify or vilify that there's a train. Some of you humans don't even know what the trains are, that there are tracks, that you run along them, that you have an accelerator and a brake button. So if it's a train wreck to get you there, it's all right with us. As long as everybody's nutting, we don't care. It's just when it gets frustrating, and you're not getting anywhere, and you can't know nothing, you can't find out nothing, you can't figure out nothing, then you end up like Bob, and who wants to do that?
Yeah, because, you know, I think it got frustrating for Bob, and me too, when the people who were asking questions, we'd heard them ask them, you know, over and over again, and if they they didn't get it the first time, you know, what's to say they're going to get it the second time?
That's right, And a little of that is fine. And some of the new folks that were just getting a little bit of touch, it helps a little bit sometimes to plug in. It's like a car, and when it's cold, when you crank it up, let it run a little bit. It'll warm up. Once it warms up, then it can go. But if you jump in it cold and just start tearing out, sometimes it's more than you can stand. So it's a little of that's all right. But we get it, so let's get on with it.
Okay, I'll start.
Go for it.
Okay. Ion, I want to talk about Leviticus 24:1-4 about the lights and the oil lights and the lampstands.
Okay. Go ahead.
And you said, Carolyn said, are the oil in the lampstands the lipids? And I thought you said amino acids, and I was wanting some clarification on that. What were you referring to?
Both. The oil, the greasiness, that fluidity within the lipid system of the body is how fats are transferred. Within those fats are indeed amino acids. That's how your body assimilates them and how it processes them. So it would be lysine would be held in the fat that is the oil in your meat sack.
Okay.
And that's as dumbed down as you can get. There's much more to that. But what you're developing is the perfect lysine.
And what would be the performance of a perfect lysine? I mean, we had, and they know you know
it would
this.
It would interact with perfect cells differently.
Right. Like are people who have the herpes virus that have called in and reported that they don't have the herpes anymore, Carolyn and I have correlated that to lysine. How would like this new lysine, what else would it do? I mean, can you say like something cool?
Well, it would perfect the cancer cell.
Y'all are trying
to get rid of cancer and we're trying to promote it. It's amazing to us that you have cells that you can't kill. You can only put them in remission. Sounds to us like it's a representation of the perfect cell.
Remission because it's latent, or it's
remission because you can't kill it. You can't even cut it out. You can't squeeze it out. You can't mash it out. You can't gush it out. Can't do anything.
So
if you had a body full of those perfect cells that were acting perfectly, that would be incredible.
And the lysine is going to support that action.
That perfect amino acid will be key in the system that allows perfect cells to manifest.
Oh.
See how witty you said that?
Yes, I did.
What I'm hearing is the process in which cancer cells are reproduced just absolutely incredibly fast, perfectly reproduced cancer cells, take out the cancer cell and put in other cells using that same process, and then we have a winner.
If your whole life living on this planet for eternity, if it's called cancer, okay, be cancer. Not a problem.
You're saying we're calling it cancer, but you're not calling it cancer. And what you're saying is...
Yeah, y'all are trying to kill it. Y'all are trying to eradicate cancer, and we aren't. We're trying to get you in a position where you could live with cancer. If you could live in a cancered state, you could live forever because so far you can't kill cancer.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
But if you're perfect and you have perfect cancer cells that live forever, it's not a problem, is it?
Oh. Okay.
But until you get negative pH and until you get an amino acid that can stand a negative pH position, but that's what Kodachrome is for. You'll capture all that. Then you can actually start verifying your knowing.
Uh-huh. Carolyn? Help!
Yes, there was a rabbit. There was a hole. There was a rabbit in the hole, and then we got there, and we can't get back. We understand.
Yeah, Greg got it. The process of producing cancer cells is the same process that we're falling into.
We got rid of Kodachrome, okay? It's gone. You can't buy it anymore. We got rid of it. So we suggest you find something else, or we'll get rid of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get the digital going, so the digital will...
In the chip body, imagine that.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like the people going through the portals. Yeah, guys, this is... kind of message for the factory people. So there's a little embed in here, but it's all good. I mean, this is some information about the cancer cells that when Ion first told me about that, I was just, what do you mean we want to have cancer? But like I said, the way Greg said it,
What kind of life would you live if you had a benign or malignancy position that lasted forever? How wonderful! And that's why they talk about that few people die of cancer, but they very few live through what they call the cure. You irradiate it, we like that. You chemotherapy, poison mustard, we like that. So basically, if you're strong enough to overcome the cure, you can live with cancer.
So a malignant 144,000 double helix strands of DNA, you're saying that's good, Ion. Let me get it straight.
Yes, it's very good, and you wouldn't notice that there's a malady.
Of course.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Carolyn.
No, you.
You said you
I was
going to
say that you can be.
Notice.
You would not notice. If you're perfect,
that's
you don't notice. You ain't looking.
Right. That's like that.
Cancer is just Ion's way of saying drink sewage. You know, it's like shake up your mind. Cancer doesn't exist. Cancer is, and I've been saying about total biology. Cancer is a way of your body trying to help you out. And then it gets misdiagnosed. So, cancer is not what it is. Nothing is as it appears. Okay.
Divine cancer, then.
Why would we? It doesn't exist. It's the perfect cell that can't be killed. It keeps on going, and it won't stop because you've been promoting it with the labyrinth of your mind. And if you can promote something that you think is going out of control with your mind, then your mind and the RNA drops and your 144,000 will produce perfect cells that look like cancer because they won't stop. And so what's the point of going back and defining something that we've now got under control?
Right.
Then we can take a little radium. We can shoot it with a little radium and make it better. We just love it.
Okay.
So brilliant.
Any more words about this you'd like to say, or will we move on to another in-depth question?
Well, we said more than we were possibly able to say so far.
I know.
It went, and there's no blood running under the door yet. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, someone else, I'm
blood.
Sure you've been
speaking
thinking
of. Blood,
of...
Speaking of the blood, notice any genomes or blood type shifts of late? Well, don't answer that question. Let me. See us reaching when we already know the answer. Let's just help out here. This is our way of stepping in. We'll ask and answer the own question. It works great that way. Great fun. If you don't want to play with us, it's all right. We're happy to play with ourselves. It's very fun. So the magic here, you'll start noticing the shifts in the different types. Rh negative is gone. It's gone.
Wow.
Gone.
Cool.
And only those engaging the drops or everyone?
You'll see.
Okay.
I'm just asking Carolyn about advice for people who, you know, get to the doctor and there's going to be some blood taken and the doctor's going to come back in the room with his eyeballs bulging out. Would there be a good default position for the RNA drop takers to inhabit if the blood is looked at and somebody loses their cookies?
Well, that's right. Well, that happens. That's happened to Jay Dudden a couple of times. You just look at him, smile, and say, "You're the bright one. It's your dime. Spill it. Get right. What is it? Tell me, old sage, old smart one."
You explain it. You're the doctor. But see, you know, if you go there in a less than position and the doctor tried to say, as they tend to do, if it's not something they've seen before, then it's automatically abnormal and you have a problem.
And they schedule you for chemotherapy.
Right. So what we, you know, try to convey to people is that your body's going to go through shifts and changes, and don't let any doctor, you know, try to tell you what your body's doing. Mm-hmm. We have had people say, I think Sarah said that she cut herself recently and the blood just sort of clumped immediately. It didn't sort of run out like a fluid. Mm-hmm. So can you give us some words about what's happening there?
Yeah. The platelets, your platelets are changing.
Mm-hmm.
The actual platelets themselves, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
I've had an angel chart that explains all that thoroughly in between the third and the fourth ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lifetime ago, but it's all there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is there. We see that. There's so many people these days who are getting so out of balance with their magnesium and everything. They get their heart fibrillating because it's not tightened up in the pericardium with the RNA drops, like you told us yesterday, and they get put on blood thinners.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So when someone takes RNA drops and they're on all kinds of different drugs, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah. Take extra. Warfarin does great for rats, too.
It does. Mm-hmm.
You'll bleed out of orifices you didn't even know you had.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a characteristic of the fluid inside the pericardium where you were describing yesterday the change, first the blood, then the water? Is there a characteristic of that pericardium fluid that would be associated with negative pH?
Yes, it is. It will absolutely, yeah. Therefore, we must go.
Okay, thank you, Ion.
Thank you.
All right.
That's great. Therefore, we must go.
He's changing it up.
I ran him off, Bob.
Bob was just chomping down a half a dozen oranges, so he's just going to wash his hands here and come back to the scene of the crime.
So, Carolyn, I mean, in my mind, I don't even want or desire to see a doctor again.
Mm-hmm.
I have complete confidence the drops are going to take care of everything. So why are people on medicines and taking the drops and still engaging
exactly
in that?
Well, you know, like a lot of things that people think are going to, quote unquote, cure them, a lot of sick people will approach the drops. So they'll be taking them, they'll be on their drops, they'll you know, the tough part for some people is they go through some sort of rebalancing process and they get scared. And when you get scared, you trigger off all the levels of terror that you've had in the past. And, you know, when people are scared, they run to the doctor. And it is crazy. I mean, intellectually, they know it's kind of crazy. They're going to ask the advice of someone who knows nothing. I mean, literally nothing. People in medical school unlearn any common sense they had. You know, they go against, you know, all their common sense and any sort of morality that they ever had. And you go to them for advice. It's unbelievable. So you know, we just rant and rant and rant about that, and we hope that people call into the health show with me and Ginny, and you know, we just sort of shake some sense into them. But you know, heaven forbid, you know, someday someone's going to go in and say the RNA drops are killing them and it's our fault. That's how perverse humans are.
I'm more afraid to go to the doctor.
They can whip that voodoo out on you, you know, in 2.3 seconds.
That reminds me of an example when George's wife, Melanie's, got her brother, who was a diabetic, on the Provide. And after 3 or 4 months, the guy's blood sugars and all that stuff not improved, but became so normal, he got scared and stopped taking it and went back to his injections.
Wow.
Is that
crazy?
Yeah, that's, you might get better. That's one of the cautions there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I have a friend that has cancer and another very rare disease that's like only, I think since 1930, there's only been like not even 300 cases reported, and he went out to this big seminar in California, and I mean, for 2 years I've been saying, so you have the drops? What about the drops? They've been in his fridge for, I don't know, months and months, and so now he's going to go through the interferon, is that what it's called?
Interferon.
And, yeah, interferon, then it'll be chemo, and so he says, well, I'm going to do 2 months of this, I'm going to do 2 months of that, and then I'm going to do a month of the drops.
Yeah,
and so
and if he doesn't
show,
get better, if he doesn't get better, he'll blame it on the drops.
Yeah, and it's just so interesting. I mean, this is a very smart man, and you know, very open to a lot of different things, but not open to the drops. And when I visited there 2 years ago, they were like, "Oh my God, you look amazing! Your skin's so great. What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, it's a little bottle that's in your fridge." But
you know,
if you're not ready and open, you're not ready and open. That's all there is to it.
There's another disclaimer that's going to have to go on the bottle, Bart. Caution, you may get better.
Yeah.
<I know>.
Reduces yeah. dependency on the medical community.
Right. Pharmaceuticals.
That's good. That's good.
You may find yourself driving past the Novant clinics around here, the medical clinics, they're like on every corner. You know what I'm talking about, Greg. We've got these.
Of course.
Yeah, it's really a serious problem because the industry of science has made everybody think that the drug that you take that's scientifically researched at $500 million a pop somehow means that it's going to help you, even though they go through all the death and dying disclaimers. People still think, well, that's not going to happen to me. This is going to cure me. It's a pill. You know, the doctor gave it to me. It must be okay. It can't have any
right.
side effects. I mean, there's this whole mind game that goes on, but then, you know, people will take them, and then after a while, there's it's a post
drug surveillance or something post-issuing of a drug surveillance where, you know, they finally do the proper research and find out what long-term use of these drugs does. And then the side effects start, you know, lining up and people start feeling them. And then they say, oh, maybe it's not the miracle cure. So it's like, you know, even RNA drops will go through that whole mind shift in people where, you know, they'll get some sort of contrast and think it's, they will blame it on, you know, the external drug or RNA drops that they're taking rather than see that their body is just going through some sort of shift or rebalancing. You know, we know so little about our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And it's just gross how these doctors are. I remember a few years ago, I went for what I don't do anymore. It was a yearly checkup, and she's like, well, what's going on? I said, oh, you know, just chit-chat. She was a really nice person, and I've been a little depressed lately and stressed. Oh, my God, well, you need antidepressants. I said, no, I don't need those. It's situational. It's just life. I'll get through it. She literally did. She wrote me a prescription. I said, well, you can write it if you want, but I am not going to fill it. And so that didn't satisfy her. She shoved a lunch bag size of Cymbalta samples into my hand and begged me to go home and take the medication. She gave me a whole month supply of free samples to force those down my throat, of course, which I did not. They sat up in my cabinet, and then my hairdresser, I found out, was on it, so I took the bag of drugs to him, and he was delighted to get a free month. But it was just amazing how, you know, the doctor just was trying to shove this drug down my throat.
Yeah, you know, doctors
like
want to help.
Like, I'm less than if I don't take it.
Right. They want to help. They want to give you something. They want to give you something free. They believe in their bloody world. They really, you know, believe that the drugs work. They can't imagine even themselves. I had this in med school. There was a... it must have been first or second year at Dalhousie. We were talking about drugs or whatever. I just read the Playboy article by Gary Noe about the drug companies manipulating data and whatnot. So, you know, I put up my hand and said something about it, and man, the other kids in my class, they went ballistic. Drug companies, they're ethical. They're not going to do that. And how can you say that? And so they were totally defending these drugs, and they never quit defending them.
Hey, Deb.
Hmm? Yeah.
The missing point is, what the fuck are you doing in a doctor's office to be here?
This was years ago, but yeah, exactly. This was years ago, though.
Oh, okay. That was the last time you were in the doctor's office. I get it.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, that's what they'll do. And when you look at the superior professional doctor, and this doctor says, oh, you're depressed enough that you have to take this drug, I mean, 99 out of 100 people are going to take that drug, and then you're hooked. Then you get the side effects. Then you get more drugs to cover the side effects. And the doctor, you know, like with the whole blood pressure scenario, the doctor said, oh, we just caught your blood pressure in time. It's really a stressed out magnesium deficiency,
mm-hmm.
which was probably what your, you know, mild depression was,
mm-hmm.
stressed out magnesium deficiency. And then every drug you take afterward pulls out more magnesium, especially if it's a fluoride drug. And then it's totally a downward spiral.
I know, and I try to explain that to friends. I mean, I'm not trying to lecture or, you know, be right, but I'll gently, you know, interject and tell them what I know about magnesium. And I always get a blank stare, and then it's, oh, well, I have to check with my doctor. You know, right? Well, you just go ahead and check with your doctor.
Right.
Well, you go to the doctor to show off.
Beautiful.
So you go there and you say, I want you to look at my fabulous blood. Isn't
yeah.
that effervescent?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to come in and show you how much I don't need you.
Yeah. That's right. They're so used to
I can do that on my golf course, too, I guess.
What?
And
Well, you can do that on the golf course, too. You can show off there.
Yeah.
Show them how healthy you are. Because that's where you're probably meeting.
And if your real doctor is Dr. Dean and you do break a bone and have to end up in hospital, she follows you there and tells you what to do.
Yeah, does everybody know Wendy's story about that?
Not
about your involvement.
Yeah, do you want to quickly say that, Wendy?
Okay. Well, at the latter part of it, they kept trying to convince me that they needed to put me to sleep to set my arm. And I kept going, no, just slap on a cast and let me go home. It'll heal on its own, because I was really scared of the drug that they would use, and they promised they would use this non-narcotic thing that would just put me in a light state of sleep. And there were two nurses there.